It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and normally we have our conversations with Mayor Whalen around 8:30. This morning, though, we're bumping it up a little bit. Excited that it's day one moving forward. Welcome, Mayor Whalen. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Ed. Thanks for accommodating me here, moving us up a little bit.
No problem, sir. We appreciate your time with us this morning. I was curious as to your thoughts. There's a sense of comfort and familiarity and in what is, and for me, it was always what I believed this country to be as a kid. And as a kid, I believed it to be empathetic and science-based and inclusive. And for me, that changed a few years back. As an American who supports the Constitution, what were your thoughts during the inauguration yesterday? What did you take away from the day?
You know, what I took away from the day was just a sense of pride in our country that we could, 2 weeks after the Capitol was stormed by some insurrectionists on those very same Capitol steps, we saw the Vice President-elect and the President-elect walk up the east side of the Capitol. And then we saw, the peaceful transition of power, which is how we've done it for 200 years and how we did it in the face of really unprecedented circumstances here. And to see the former presidents of both parties there supporting that, it was just uplifting. It was uplifting, inspiring, but also just it gave me a sense of confidence again that we are ready to move forward as a country, and it won't all be smooth going. There's going to continue to be, views on the Democratic side and views on the Republican side, but just felt like a sense of renewal to me.
Right. And many times throughout the day, I had a lump in my throat. Did you catch the Amanda Gorman poem?
I've read it a couple times since and watched her do it a couple times. It was just breathtaking, really. In fact, I just happen to have it here, and she says this one paragraph in particular. She says, "And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a more perfect union, a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man." I mean, this was a 22-year-old woman who, just spoke to us as a nation, and you could see everybody was just wrapped with attention there. All these, ex-presidents and political leaders listening to her and saying, wow, this woman is just capturing the essence of who we are and as a country.
Yeah, that was probably that poem, that entire recitation was my favorite part of the day. I was just an amazing, after the fact of knowing that the transition went well, and yeah, beautifully described. Thank you. When we spoke last, you were going to speak with Orange County Director of Health, Dr. Clayton Chow, either later in the day or the following day. Did that happen? Did that conversation take place?
Yes, we had our weekly call with Dr. Chow last Friday at 9. We'll have another one tomorrow morning at 9. And, to be honest, it was somewhat disappointing news. Some good, some bad. They talked about getting the Disneyland super site open for vaccinations, which was good. And they're working on, four more super sites that they want to get open, which is also good. That's a big effort. They need about 500 personnel a day to run each of the super sites. So, they're working on all those logistics. Okay, that's terrific. But then he says, our allocation of vaccines for this week is about 35,000 doses. Well, we're a county of over 3 million. So clearly the you got to get the product to the, to the people who are going to administer the vaccine. So, I saw this morning the Biden administration is going to come out with a detailed, maybe they already have this morning, a detailed pandemic plan. He wants to vaccinate 100 million in 100 days. Yeah. We just have to we have to improve the vaccine delivery.
Right. If we stay at the pace that we're at now, which is like 865,000 a day, it'll be February of 2022. If we up it to 1 million a day, it'll be the end of this year. And if we vaccinated a rate of 1.6 million a day, we could be vaccinated at 75%. And I'm talking about herd immunity, 75%. We could be completely vaccinated by the end of summer if we bump it up to 1.6 million a day. So that's what I'm crossing my fingers for. Now, you had made an appointment to get a vaccination, but they didn't give you a specific date, right? They just threw you in a pipeline. Is that how that works?
Yeah, so there's this app that Orange County's set up, which you know, I think will be good going through the process. But it's called Othena, O-T-H-E-N-A. Anybody can go and you know, sign up, and then they. But basically, they just say we'll be back to you, and I know we'll be back to you when it's available. I know that there are some people who have gotten it through the app. You know, I've got a couple neighbors and other people in town that I know have been called. They're, you know, over the over 65 crowd, and which is good because those are the people who are most vulnerable to dying after contracting the disease. Mm-hmm. But it's as I say, it's pretty slow going. So I have not been called yet. You know, just waiting my turn. I think some people, you know, sit on the app and hit refresh every half hour or something. I haven't been doing that, but it's starting, but it's slow. I mean, you just gave some great numbers, Ed. I mean, if we don't get it up to over 1 million a day, I think everybody would feel so much better if by this summer we had that you know, herd immunity you're talking about.
Right. It inspires me to want to make it happen. If I can think, wow, yeah, by the middle or the end of the summer, we could be cool again. Yeah. I'll keep asking you, because if you're meeting with him weekly, I will continue to ask you how these meetings go. And I do appreciate your pushing.
I'll give you the update.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to talk a little bit about the environmental lawsuit challenging the voluntary Laguna Beach Historic Preservation Program. You want to talk about that?
Right. Yeah. So when we changed the ordinance to basically make it a voluntary program again, we knew that there were several speakers that evening who said, you know, as a matter of that we had not complied with the California Environmental Quality Act, you know, CEQA, and that our action was, you know, insufficient under that statute. And so I wasn't surprised. I think we knew it was coming. We were, you know, we were told, and that we had a conversation about it that night. We asked our attorneys, you know, okay, look, we've got a direct challenge here on the CEQA grounds. Do you think that the process we've gone through is appropriate? They do, and I think they continue to think so. But yeah, it'll play out in court.
Okay. All right. Well, and again, keep us updated as to that as well, please.
Will do.
The Laguna Beach Cares and the grant program and the matching fund program, how is that going? What are we going to, have we reached the deadline and is it done?
We reached the deadline of January 19. We were oversubscribed on the retail. We were a little bit undersubscribed on the number of restaurants because we had created two pots of money. So Tuesday night, it's going to come back to the council for an item to kind of readjust, allocate more money to the retail, some of the leftover money from the restaurant pot to our retailers. But now the response was tremendous. I mean, we had a couple hundred, you know, retailers. We had, I think 75 restaurants. People were, you know, some people were showing up at City Hall to get their check with tears. You know, just so thankful for, and it's not money that's going to save their business, but it's money that helps them, you know, get through another month. Right. And that feels pretty good.
I know a merchant downtown, same thing, frog in her throat when she was telling me how important it was.
Well, I know the council was very pleased to be able in a position to be able to do this. On the other part of the program, the relief for unemployed, you know, local restaurant and other workers, the demand there is also, I think it, within 3 days, they had over 300 applications. I talked to Bob Mister in the group who's coordinating it yesterday, over 500 applications now. So, you know, we're, that was a $300,000 matching grant program. I think on the agenda Tuesday night will be a question for council as to whether we just want to make a $100,000 outright grant of that 300 and then have a $200,000 matching grant instead of 300. So just to get some money out to these folks right away, they just need it so badly to pay rent, you know, buy groceries. We'll see that Tuesday night as well.
So as our council meets, I am just thankful for our local government working so well. Thank you for doing that, Mayor, and pass that along to the rest of the council, if you will. Two items that are big enough this coming Tuesday night. Anything you want to say to our listeners before we head out?
No, I'd just say,
how about continue the masking thing is where I was leading with that.
I was about to say, continue wearing your mask. The vaccines are starting to happen, but we are starting to see a plateau, you know, after the surge that's really been a surge since November. But that plateau is happening because of the regional stay-at-home order and people wet masking. So there's no time to relax, keep doing that so we can all get back out there. We want to get kids back to school. You know, there's so many things we need to do. And if the masks is a key, and we're going to see President Biden, up the mask program. We saw him all day yesterday with a mask.
That's right. Mayor Whalen, I know you're busy, and I really can't thank you enough for your time this morning. We really appreciate you being here, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
Likewise, Ed. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:14 the time.